Up next on High Plains Morning, we've got a special guest live in the studio. Sonia Gross is the Public Information Officer of the Amarillo District for the Texas Department of Transportation. And Sonia, I wanted you to come on in here and talk to folks about an issue that we all have A, been guilty of, and B, seen and terrified by. You have got a really cool campaign coming up right now, and I want you to tell everyone across the High Plains all about it, and welcome to High Plains Morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate that, and that was a mouthful. But yeah, we are doing a national distracted driving campaign called Heads Up High Plains.
Okay, now Heads Up High Plains, Heads Up Texas. This is something that if you are at a light and you're looking at everybody passing you on the left, you can just go like, oh, all of these people are either talking on their phone or they're texting, which is terrifying. We've all been the person doing that thing. So
I've been honked at.
We've all been honked at. It's a red light. I have a second. I can check. We are all victims of our technology. And I think this campaign is something that is a very necessary pause. And let's all just take a minute and hear about some numbers, hear about the dangers, and it'll hopefully have a second guess when we start picking up that phone. It's just best to chuck it in your purse, throw it in the back seat, get it out of your hand.
Definitely. You know, I was recently in San Antonio for a conference called Lifesavers, and people from all across the country came to this conference that was sponsored by, I think, the National Transportation Highway Safety Administration, and distracted driving was one of the highlights of the conference. And so every session they had on distracted driving, I was in it, and they had vendors there, and I picked up one of the coolest things. They had this little red just canvas type case that you put your cell phone in. It fits almost every size cell phone you can imagine. It even holds all two of my phones that I carry for work and personal reasons. And it's supposed to scramble your cell signal so you can't receive or be tempted to touch that phone. So you can't get texts, you can't get Facebook notifications, you can't get phone calls while it's in there. Needless to say, it's still on the passenger side seat of my car, and I haven't actually put my phones in it yet, but I do a pretty good job of putting my phones in my purse and putting my purse in the back seat anyway.
Yeah, that's very smart. So it sounds like it's like your own personal jammer.
Yes,
it jams the signal.
Right.
Interesting.
So these products are out there, and there's apps on our phone that can, in fact, I got a new work phone, and it automatically says, no, you're driving. And I'll have to say, no, I'm pulled over on the side of the road trying to figure out how to get to High Plains Public Radio.
Yeah. And you're like, hey, don't tell me what to do, robot.
Right. Right.
Except we do want the robots to tell us what to do.
Unfortunately, if I'm on that phone, I'm the one being the robot. So I try my best to not do it. But like you said a minute ago, we're all guilty of it. And so it's a pattern of behavior that we would like to see changed, because I'm a victim of distracted driving. Not only am I guilty of having done it in the past, I was in the person who hit me, it was a serious car crash. Luckily, I was able to walk away from it, but they had to bring the jaws of life out to get her. I could see her coming up on me in her rearview mirror, and she was looking down doing something on her phone. And when she looked up, she had that, oh no, look on her face. And next thing I know, I'm in a slow motion movie seeing her vehicle turn upside down and land on the roof in front of me. And it was crazy.
And now, with the speed limits being as high as they are, especially in Texas and certainly across the High Plains, this is something that doesn't take much in order to cause a real catastrophic accident.
Quicker than a heartbeat.
Yeah. Now, just before you give us any of the real specifics on this, tell us what it is. Where's your district? What do you cover?
Okay, so the Amarillo District of the Texas Department of Transportation covers essentially the entire Texas panhandle, but not the entire panhandle, because if you look at the entire panhandle, that's considered 26 counties, but we cover the top 17 counties, and I'll be happy to go through those if you want me to, but
I bet you everyone
I'm
knows.
Sure, everybody knows if they're in the panhandle of Texas. And of course, we share information with New Mexico and Kansas and Oklahoma and Colorado and to some extent Nebraska, because all of the roads connect at some point. And so if something's happening here that they need to know about and vice versa, we share that information.
Yeah, and we're all certainly connected by these veins of highway.
We
for
are.
Sure. And now everything you're going to discuss, obviously you're for Texas Department of Transit. This is 100% applies to everyone across the High Plains. Tell us about the National Distracted Driving Month. That's April. Tell us about what it is the campaign is trying to do.
Yeah, and correct. And even though April is just in our rearview mirror, distracted driving is always in front of us. So we want everybody to be aware of it 24/7, 365. Is that how many days are in a year?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Who's counting?
Not me, obviously. But people need to be aware of it, whether it's National Distracted Driving Awareness Month or not. Quick plug, though, since we are in May, it is also Motorcycle Awareness Month.
Excellent.
So you're going to be a lot more likely to be aware of those motorcycles out there if you're not distracted.
And you're very much less likely to be texting if you're on a motorcycle.
Gosh, I hope that's the case. If I see that, boy, we're going to have my window's coming down and there will be a conversation.
I have actually seen that. And it was like one of those things where I was like, if I wasn't so terrified, I'd really just tip my hat at you, because how are you doing that?
Right.
Really bad.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so let's talk about the reality of this problem.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about what you've learned with the Heads Up High Plains, Heads Up Texas.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't even realize what distracted driving is. While our emphasis in the conversation so far has been on cell phone use, distracted driving can be anything that keeps your eyes and your attention off of what you're supposed to be doing when you're behind the wheel of a car, which is, of course, driving. So distractions can include anything from texting and talking on that mobile phone, like we said, to eating and drinking, putting on makeup, which I've done at red lights, shaving. I'm proud to say I've never done that. Reading, programming a navigation system. Who hasn't done that? And watching a video or even adjusting the radio. And, you know, if they're listening to High Plains Public Radio, there should be no adjusting whatsoever.
No adjusting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the dangers of when you're not looking at the road and you're looking at something else, talk to us a little bit about what we're seeing as far as accidents and stuff.
Oh, gosh. What people don't realize, at least in the state of Texas, and the states that border us don't have this, but effective September 1st of last year, Texas state law prohibits drivers from reading, writing, or sending an electronic message while on a mobile phone while they're driving. And the reason for this is because our legislators looked at the numbers, and the numbers just don't lie. They speak volumes, in fact. In last year, in 2017, the total number of vehicle traffic crashes on Texas roads alone was 537,475. And of those, 100,687, or 19%, involved distracted driving.
So 19% of the accidents in Texas, which is what, the second biggest state? Is it our largest state?
I honestly don't know, but if you ask a native-born, it's the biggest.
So that's 2017. That's 19% involved someone who wasn't paying attention.
Correct.
Yikes.
And the 100,687 that I mentioned, those distracted driving crashes in Texas, resulted, now here's where the numbers get really sad, resulted in 444 deaths and 2,889 serious injuries.
That's absolutely terrible. And, you know, driving across the High Plains, you see those placards, those things that say this many deaths so
yes.
far to date, and you watch that count go.
I get that email every morning that tells me those numbers. And by March, I believe we'd already hit 1,000. And it's just sad.
Yeah. And, you know, going
unnecessary
75 miles an hour. I mean, it doesn't take much.
You know, I have been surprised. I didn't, you know, before I came to work for TxDOT a year and a half ago, I had a lead foot. I'm not going to lie. We won't discuss the number of speeding tickets, but I am telling you, I have really slowed down because I'm out there traveling these roads every day all across the High Plains, particularly in the TxDOT district of the Texas Panhandle. And 75 miles per hour on these rural farm-to-market, ranch-to-market roads gets really scary sometimes. Some of those roads are narrow. Some of them have no shoulders. Some of them have farm equipment. A lot of them have farm equipment going up and down the roadway. That if you're coming up over one of those unexpected hills, you find yourself right behind a combine, there could be real problems. And so while that's given us the freedom to go fast and get to where we need to be, think about is it really necessary to go that fast? And if it is, the last thing you want to be doing is looking down, fiddling with a phone, adjusting the radio, putting on your makeup, because I almost had a squirrel yesterday, and I would have been devastated if I had.
But so would the squirrel.
Right? Even more so than me. So luckily, he was a good Dodge car player and missed both me and the vehicle beside me. But things happen really fast, and you've got to expect the unexpected. And you can't do that if there's any distractions keeping your eyes off the road.
And, you know, another thing, you mentioned the farm-to-market roads, which we hear all the time about accidents that happen. You don't think about it, but there's so much gravel on those roads. Even if you do slam on your brakes, even if you have, you know, 20 car lengths, you might ram into somebody. That happened
possible.
To me recently. The truck didn't even know I hit them. The whole front of my car has got a little puncture wound, but kept driving. And I was like,
wow.
All right, bye.
Well, and you know, before that wreck I mentioned earlier that I had several, it's probably been 8 years now since that wreck happened. But the funny thing about that was I had been struck by distracted drivers 5 times before that, where they just bumped me enough to where they just went on. And I couldn't catch up with them to say, yo, hey, you just hit my 2-year-old car. Now my 10-year-old car looks like a 20-year-old car because everybody hits me.
Yeah.
And it's red. How do you miss that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
everyone has these stories. And now you mentioned that it is technically illegal in Texas, but our other states that we have, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Nebraska, there's no prohibition on this. There's no ticket coming. However, there's some danger.
There are some dangers, the lots of consequences, death being the number one consequence. So again, even if you, and laws are not, you know, let's employ a little common sense. You know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, we didn't have phones in the car and all the different distractions. We didn't have all of this available at our fingertips and right in front of our eyes. And so what was keeping us safe then? Thank goodness we're all buckling up now. Hopefully we're looking out for those motorcycles. But the one campaign that we really need to ingrain in everyone's brains is that distracted driving one.
And now tell me a little bit about Bluetooth and hands-free devices. Those are supposedly the thing that it's like, oh, well, it's completely fine if you're using those. Is that accurate?
Well, you can't text if you're doing that unless you're using the mobile app to do that, but it's still very dangerous. And so just would like to share with your listeners this morning that our research shows that regardless of whether you're using a voice-to-text program, a hands-free device, or a handheld one, the distraction will indeed affect your driving. Did you know that you are more likely to miss sights and sounds that could help you avoid a crash? If your attention is on the conversation at hand, then it's not on the road where it needs to be. And I don't know, I don't drive that terribly often with people in the vehicle with me because maybe they're afraid, I don't know. But
your numbers are pretty startling.
I know, right? But that aside, when I do and I start talking, I find myself, you know, I'm not young anymore. We're not going to say how old I am, but as you get older, your senses aren't as sharp as they were. And even if you are in your teens and your 20s and even in your 30s, even though you've got sharper senses than I do, it's still never a good idea to text, talk, and drive at the same time, whether you're using a handheld device or a wireless device, that the numbers are there and they say it's bad.
Now, what if an emergency happens? I absolutely have to take this call, or I absolutely have to tell this person this thing. What should I do?
You absolutely should pull over to a safe place, because we all get those calls. You know, if your husband calls and has an emergency with a child, or, you know, if your grandma is, if you're on call for your grandma to make sure she's okay, as we are, you know, you want to be able to be there for them. But you're not going to be able to be there for them if you're dead. So pull over to a safe spot, take that phone call, make that phone call, do the text, but make sure you're pulled off in a safe location to do that.
And now, specifically, since you're based here in Amarillo, do you have just Amarillo proper? Like, do you have like details and numbers for just Amarillo?
You know what? I'm pretty sure I do somewhere here up my sleeve. The numbers for the Amarillo district our district in Amarillo specifically. The number of motor vehicle traffic crashes in our district last year that involved distracted driving totaled 578, and those crashes very sadly ended in 3 deaths and 18 serious injuries.
And that was for the entire year of 2017?
Correct. And that was across 17 counties.
Wow.
And then here in Amarillo, the number of motor vehicle traffic crashes last year that involved distracted driving totaled 257. These crashes resulted in 1 death and 7 serious injuries.
Wow.
You know, it's just so unnecessary.
Yeah. And, you know, we're only a city, 200,000 people.
Right.
That's a really high percentage.
I think it is. I think any percentage above zero is too high.
Yeah. Now, where can folks go if they want to learn more about this issue or perhaps get it and share it with people they know that maybe have been scolded before for not paying attention to the road?
You know, we have public safety campaigns, whether it's about distracted driving, sharing the road, pulling out in front of those motorcycles. We've got so many campaigns, and you can find them all on our website, which is TxDOT.gov. It, of course, stands for Texas Department of Transportation, and gov is G-O-V for government, so TxDOT.gov, now that I've thoroughly confused everyone, and click on Driver, and it'll take you to all of our campaigns.
That's wonderful, and I'll be sure to link to that so folks can see that on our Facebook page. Sonia Gross, Public Information Officer at the Amarillo District for the Texas Department of Transportation, or as I like to call it, TxDOT.
Correct.
TxDOT. It's so good. Thank you so much. Thanks for the work you do. And I think it's just really great to take a second and think about, you know what? It can wait.
It can.
It can wait.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on today.
Appreciate it.
All right.